tip number 7 for making your hafnat, your this piece of seder awesome is give tzedakah. Give kimcha de pescha, the first halacha in the Mishnah Brura. In the Shulchan Aruch, when it comes to the laws of Pesach, is giving money to other people that they'll have enough money for their wine and their matzah. Pesach is very expensive. And it's mamish important. Rav Shlomo says in the name of Rabbi Nachman Yebesha, that the more you give on Erev Pesach, Timcha Debiska, the greater the vessel you receive. Because Hashem wants to send down the Shefa, He wants the blessing, but we need the vessel to receive it. And when you give, you create the vessels in order to receive the blessing. You might say that's true in every holiday. It is true in every holiday, but it's especially true on Pesach. Tip number 1, even if you've never heard this before, is give a lot of tzedakah for Timcha Debiska. You guys got that? Cool with that? Awesome. Number 6, on a related note, get a guest and your Pesach Seder. If you're going home with your family, find someone, a friend who's a little lonely. Find someone, if you're making your own Seder one day, Bezat Hashem, invite someone. It used to be in the time of the Seder that when would you actually get your guest?
During the Seder.
During the Seder, go to the TV. Your mom should go outside.
She actually came in,
go out and get a guest. Now, nowadays, we don't really do that. Although I try.
That's
Leonard Magid, even before we start Magid, we go out and we greet people. So, I actually go in the middle of my Seder and I go look for guests. I usually don't find them, but sometimes I'm going to go to the hotel at night, before that, I can find some people. But in any case, to be a free man means you don't just worry about yourself. You think about the pain of other people. The true freedom is having a guest. Always we love having guests. Happy to have Shabbos without a guest. But, unless your wife doesn't let, in which case, that's the difference. Your children are guests. But, Lamaisa, get a guest on TV. Okay, that's tip number 6. Tip number 5. What do you guys think? How do we make our Pesach Seder awesome? Super amazing and super fun.
Questions.
Ask questions. Beautiful. I'm going to spin it a different way now. If you have real questions, things that are genuine, ask those. Before questions are actually genuine. But really, pay attention as if you've never seen this data before, even though we've been studying it for so many weeks. Mamish, ask questions and that you don't have answers to. And schmooze with your buddies or your family about it. Now, if you don't have any questions, here's what you do. Rabbi Nachman says that on all the years of nights of the year, it's a little dangerous to ask questions to Hashem. But on the night of the Seder, you ask all your questions. Because on the night of the Seder, you're not asking your questions about God, you're asking your questions to Hashem. So mamish, take your book of questions, all the tough questions you've been struggling with your whole life. On the night of the Seder, maybe during the meal, find some time, and mamish, ask your questions to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's one night where it'll actually bring you closer to Hashem and not farther from Hashem. Because that's a unique one that Rav Shlomo says in the name of Rabbi Nachman. Ask your questions on Hashem on the night of the Seder. Sounds good? Good. What else? Number 4. Let's see if you guys can guess what was in my head. Tip number 4. Interesting.
How about the kids?
No. It was a good guess. But I will say, on a related note, get expensive wine. Okay? The halach in the Shulchan Aruch is get nice wine on the night of the Seder. If you normally get the 20 shekel cheap stuff, get the 25 shekel, 30 shekel, whatever. Whatever floats your boat, something that you enjoy.
You actually drink wine? Did you make an effort to?
Well, this is a little bit of a show and bias question. If your parents agree, and they're okay with it, halakhically, you're supposed to drink wine, not supposed to drink grape juice. In general, we're lenient. Ramosha Weinstein says you can have grape juice out of Kiddush, and it's fine. Don't worry about it. But on the Seder itself, it's best to actually drink wine, with the caveat that there's 4 cups of wine. So you may not want to get the big cups, or you may want to mix and match, have a little bit of wine, a little bit of grape juice, or you may want to have the low alcohol wine. Now they have 5%, because you're not really supposed to get drunk on the Seder. That's not the Indian. A little tipsy, a little flying, a little happy, sure, but not drunk. So know your tolerance level. And if your mom doesn't let, or your wife doesn't let, then be lenient and drink grape juice. But if all is cool, yes, wine is halachically better, and go and get nicer ones. We left with beautiful kalim, have your nicer kalim. Shlomo says have your nice chidushim out and drink, and go and get some nice wine. And if you like matzah, like, and it's hard for digestion, go get the spelt matzah. Go all out. Hashem will repay you. It's okay to spend a little more.
Is it supposed to be sweet wine or dry wine or just
the only thing the Shulchan Aruch says is you should have red wine. Of course, you could have white wine if you enjoy that more. But red wine is preferable. You know why?
Yeah, you know what you mean.
Because it reminds us of the blood. Yeah, based on the pasuk, and reminds us of the blood of the Pharaoh when he dipped in blood, which is a really, really deep idea that when we're celebrating freedom, at that moment when we're celebrating freedom, we also have to experience the pain of the hardship, right? There's no real joy unless you've experienced the pain. And so that brings me to my next point, which is, Rosh Shlomo says, why do we break the matzah and yachatz? Because you can only feel the freedom of the apikomen once we feel the brokenness of Am Yisrael. Once we feel the brokenness, then we can feel freedom. But if you don't feel the Am Yisrael's brokenness, then it's not real freedom. Rosh Shlomo. Like I said, most things I'm saying are from Rosh Shlomo's beautiful paper, so translating, so it happens to be a little bit, I'm in that, the headspace the whole year. But we find this all the time in halacha, that we can't just go into our joy, we always have to connect to the pain first. What's a great example of that halacha, where we don't just joy, but first experience the pain?
Dip in.
Good, in the seder, very good. What about in another life cycle? We don't just celebrate, but rather we experience the pain before we go into the joy. How about at your wedding, right? We break the glass before you celebrate. You have to break the glass, and then we sing imeshkachach, because you can't feel the joy unless you feel the pain. What does that mean? The maisab. A lot of people don't do this, but you guys will know the secrets. Take some time to feel the pain.
Moment to feel the marah,
to feel the holocaust, to feel whatever pain you have in your life in the beginning of the seder, and then after that meditation, go out of it and go into the freedom. But don't just go straight into the freedom. Okay. That's tip number four. Tip number three. I don't know, that might have been four or three. I'm a little lost. Whatever. Wherever. That was three? Okay. But tip number two. It's all good. Tip number two as to how to have the highest, happiest, holiest Seder ever. What do you guys think?
Have all the kids around.
Have kids. Dress funny so the kids will ask. And bring nuts. Shulchan Aruch says bring nuts.
Judah does that
for the kids. Yeah, I do it too at my Shabbos table. I steal it from Beitah. My Chabura, we had a Chiddush yesterday. And on Rosh Hashanah, we don't have nuts. So we make it up, and Pesach we do have nuts. But on Rosh Hashanah, egos is gematria chet. And on Pesach, we're not afraid of chet. So, you know what, maybe we're not perfect, but still Hashem loves us. Love is so much in the air. So bring shtick and candy and good fun stuff for the little kiddies. Get them involved. Have fun. That's tip number. You know what? Tip number two. But I'm gonna add another one. Another tip: reenact the seder. Feel like you're actually leaving, not just on a theoretical schmoozing level, but mamish. Tell this, like, reenact it. Do a skit. I personally like to stay up all night and do Nate at the Koyisel. So there's plenty of time for skits and things like that. But even if you're not going to do that, make sure you just feel it a little bit. Whether it's the Sephardi matzah thing or just reenact.
All kinds of nuts on Pesach, or certain nuts
that you can't. Turn to kidneys. Good child. Yeah. Some of them might be kidneys, right?
Like almonds are fine, cashews are fine.
I don't eat kidneys, so I'm an Ashkenazi, but you definitely can have like Brazilian nuts. I remember because when I was in India, we didn't have any food. Mamish, and nothing was kosher. So we survived off of nuts and quinoa, I think we ate. Things like that on Pesach. So there are definitely some nuts which I know are kosher on Pesach. Not quinoas, others are. I forget which. No, I was in India, but I had Brazilian nuts.
Oh, we were in India for Pesach.
3 years ago. We were in Zimbabwe 1 year, India another year, Rwanda, and nuts saved me every time.
Why are you in these places?
Trying to teach Torah to a lost tribe. Yeah. You'll meet. One of my students is coming from Indonesia. It was our last Ligus in May. He's coming to study for 3 months. I have another friend from Zimbabwe is coming in September. I had proper chance. Yeah, you'll meet some of these people hopefully over the course of this other trip.
Can you get a top 7 moments from like, these travels?
Oh my god. Let's do that next time when I come back from the break.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. And the number one reason, way to make the Seder super awesome and super fun. It's the daven to Hashem when you're near Shmona Esrei that you should feel the freedom. You should feel the simcha. You can't do anything without a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Don't forget to daven it down, or else we'll be trapped in our own heads. And you can't do anything without a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Have a lot of fun. If you don't say every Torah, don't worry about it. Don't drive your parents crazy like I used to. Just have fun. And thank you guys for an awesome Zman. And you guys should teach Torah during this year tomorrow, because you Paskin and I'm going to my family thing. So it was about the same. Somebody should make sure there's cereal from Sammy's and whatever.